In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Wednesday this week marks 2 years that I've been your pastor officially. And in 2 years, if you've learned nothing else about me, it's that this is absolutely the markers of my favorite time of year. Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, those are my favorite three words in all of theology. It is the most wonderful time of the year, as far as I am concerned. But coming in a close fourth is Christ the King Sunday. It's that one where we wrap up before we start over again. It's the last Sunday in the lectionary cycle. Today is the last Sunday in year C. Next Sunday we start year A, for those of you who care. It's the Sunday where everything we've studied the previous 51 weeks comes together before we start the cycle over again. It is fitting, I think, that we are surrounded by our holiday decorations, that we look at the two Christmas trees and the nativities and the trees with the family ornaments, that the candles are lit in the window and the banners that are around remind us of that holy night so long ago. It is fitting because it reminds us right back where we started 51 weeks ago and where we will start again next week. Christ the King Sunday is the Sunday that is all about who God is in the person of Christ Jesus. It's the final piece of the puzzle. Through Advent, we sing about the one who is coming. At Christmas, we celebrate his coming again. Through the rest of the year, we get to Lent and we prepare for his giving himself for us. And then in Easter, we rejoice in his resurrection. And then in the common time between Pentecost and now, we remember all of the other wonderful things that have happened that we have in our Bible. We remember all of the wonderful things that God Jesus did in his life and ministry on earth. We remember what the early church fathers and mothers planned on. And this is the Sunday where it all comes together. Now let me lay it out for you. This world is fallen and sinful. This world is fallen and sinful. And the rulers of this world don't understand the gift that we do. Of all the other Sundays in the world where we talk about how we are the bearers of God's light and how we are the salt and the earth, salt and light of the earth, and about how God has called us and we're all called according to God's purpose and everyone who is come to being has a purpose, this is the Sunday where you remember that there are the powers of the earth and the powers that are not of this earth. And when it comes right down to it, it's the powers that are not of this earth that outweigh the rest. Jeremiah, when he was writing his prophecy, comes along and he talks about this and he says, "Watch out, you shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," declares the Lord. "Watch out, you earthly leaders who would seek to separate my people from their God." This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, proclaims about the shepherds who tend to my people. "You are the ones who have scattered my flock and driven them away." We'll ignore the fact that he wrote it a few thousand years ago. Don't you think it could work for today? Amen? You haven't attended to their needs, so I will take revenge on you for the terrible things you have done to them, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the few remaining sheep from all the countries. I will gather the few remaining faithful from all the different places where they are, where I have driven them, where he has put them to keep them safe. I will bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I will place over them shepherds who care for them. Then they will no longer be afraid or dread harm, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous descendant from David's line, and he will rule as a wise king. Does that sound like Christmas there, Miles? He will do what is just and right in the land. During his lifetime, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And his name will be the Lord of our righteousness. This is not necessarily about those who are in Lansing or in Washington, D.C. or sitting down across the street over here at City Hall. When I tell you that the rulers of the earth are not necessarily the rulers of God's kingdom and are not necessarily looking out for your best interest, I don't necessarily mean those we've elected. We got to lay that out. What I mean is, who are you listening to? Whose gospel are you preaching? Are you taking Facebook as the gospel truth? Are you taking any one of the news outlets as the gospel truth? Are you taking name a newspaper as your gospel truth? Or are you taking the gospel as your truth? Because here's what I know if I know nothing else. You get worn down, and if I get worn down by the gospel of Facebook and the gospel of the news and the gospel of this, that, and the other, then I'm not focusing on the one this day is about. Amen? If I am focusing on the earthly problems and the voices of this earth, then I'm not focusing on the one who came and died on the cross and rose again 3 days later. I'm not talking about the baby in the manger, and I'm not listening to him, am I? No. Yes, we have to live in this world. And yes, we have to do what we need to do. But let's remember who we are and whose we are. We belong to God. We are called according to his purpose. It's Thanksgiving week. It is Thanksgiving week. And because we live in this world, how many people, Thanksgiving night, we'll go camp outside enter the name of a store here to push and shove and grab on Friday. It makes me a little worried that you have Thanksgiving and then Black Friday and then Small Business Saturday and then there's Sunday and then there's Cyber Monday and then finally you get to Giving Tuesday. When in reality, it ought to be giving Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And it's not necessarily monetary. It's giving of your time and your talents and your prayers and your thoughts. It's Christ the King Sunday. We're getting ready to get into the season where we sing glory to the newborn King. We're getting into the season where it's, who is this child who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. This is Christ the His universe. It's his belonging, and we belong to him. But somehow we forget that when we're not sitting in this building. And somehow we forget who we are and whose we are when we walk out these doors and we get pulled away from the gospel message by all those other voices. And I am not asking you to live as a hermit and to ignore what's going on. But what I'm asking you to do is to remember who you are and whose you are. I'm asking you to remember that you belong to God. I'm asking you to remember that you are a bearer of God's light, that you are God's chosen people, that you are Christ's child, and to look at the world through that lens. And if it doesn't match up to the truth you know, put it aside. Pray about it. Pray for it. Give it up to God. Whatever you need to do. But let's go into this Thanksgiving week and let's prepare for Advent and Christmas and everything that comes after that with a mindset of, I'm going to look at it like I am one of God's. I'm going to look at it like I answer and worship God first. Let's look at it like the baby in the manger and the man on the cross and the risen one from the tomb are as important as we say they are on Sunday morning. There are any number of powers in this world that will try to take you. There are any number of things that will try to get you to ignore who you are and whose you are and what he did for you. Don't let it. Remember who you are and whose you are, and you are a prince or a princess because your father is the king, the big king, the master of all, the creator of all, the redeemer of all. Rejoice, rejoice, the Lord is king. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Amen.